Each of us, the Torah tells us, is created in the image of God. And in many ways, we spend our whole life trying to share that piece of us that's created in the image of God with everyone else. It's called self-expression. It ranges in forms of regular everyday speech to the other end with music and art and these more, much more abstract things. Prose, the spoken word is explicit, it's clear, it's unambiguous. Whereas on the other end, when we go and look at a piece of art, when we hear a piece of music, we're left with many possible interpretations. And not always a linear step-by-step argument. This week in the Torah, the very last line gives us a hint of what's to come. We hear about the middle of these two poles. We hear about poetry. Poetry uses the same words from that unambiguous regular speech, but uses the forms of art and music. Rabbi Cook, who was the first head rabbi of Israel, said that the entire Torah, in fact, is a poem, is poetry, in fact, divine poetry. In fact, Moses chooses to close the Bible with his own poem. And this week we learn that it's our job to write our own Torah. Now, most of us are not sofrim or scribes, so we might find a way to get someone else to write a Torah for us. But the deeper message is that we have to share our Torah. Is that that piece inside of us created in the image of God is what needs to come out. What needs to be shared with the world. And so, I'm going to go out on a limb today, and I'm going to share some poetry that I wrote. Now, I have to be honest, every year in English class in high school, when we would get to poetry, I would mostly stare blankly at my teacher, having no idea what's going on. Several times, people have explained to me, iambic pentameter, and while I know that I can say it's an unstressed followed by a stressed syllable, I don't really know what that means. So, cut me a little slack, but here we go. See, I even tried a sonnet. Well, we'll see how it goes. Atop the two mountains, curse and blessing. Gerizim, choose life, down the heaven screamed. Evil, Mount Ebal, is low, it's closing. The blessed peak, so far, so hard, it seemed. Moses wrote it down, every divine word. Adam, Eve, Noah, Abraham, Sarai, raven, dove, quail, written by eye of bird. History, lore, lesson, learning, a cry. Covenant, relationship, I and thou, twice 40 days atop the Mount Sinai. Four stones, two broken, two whole. Tell us how. Na'aseh v'nishma, a shout up high. Ancient, new, story, law, them, us, and me. Torah, verse, a glimpse of the mystery. This Shabbat Shuvah, as we begin a new year together, I wish each of us a bit of poetry in our lives. I wish that we share the piece of ourselves created in the image of God. Shabbat Shalom.